And welcome to Ask the Expert. This is the show where you can connect directly with experts to get your questions answered live. So make sure to get your questions into the chat. We'll get to as many as we can. So I'm your host, Kayla Cinnamon, and I'm here with Craig Lowen. And today we are talking about Windows as a dev box. So we're here to take your questions live. So please go ahead and put those into the chat. So, hey, Craig, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Kayla?
Pretty good, pretty good. Nice rainy day here in Redmond.
Yeah, as normal.
So I wanted to chat about what do you do first? I want to make sure people know like what your role is here at Microsoft.
Yep. So my name is Craig. I'm a program manager at Microsoft, and I work on the Windows for Developers team. And specifically, I am the program manager for the Windows subsystem for Linux. And Kayla, I'm sure people are also dying to know what you work on, so why don't you give your spiel as well?
Yeah, so I'm also a program manager, and I just switched off of the Windows for Developers team working on Windows itself, but I am the program manager for Windows Terminal. So we've been taking Terminal from incubation all the way to now, and that's what I've been working on.
Awesome. So, what is Windows Terminal, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question because a lot of people get terminals and shells kind of mixed up. So Windows Terminal is the new command line experience on Windows, and it's the user experience that goes on top of existing shells already built into the box. So command prompt and PowerShell are still there as they normally were. But now you have a new experience on top where it's a tabbed window that you can have background images and GIFs and fun colors, acrylic backgrounds. The tab bar can be acrylic, which is my new favorite feature. All kinds of customizations and things like that. And it actually plays really nicely with WSL. So why don't you talk about what WSL is?
Yeah, so WSL stands for the Windows Subsystem for Linux. And it works great with Terminal because it is a terminal-based application. You can run WSL.exe, and then you have full access to a Linux environment right there on your Windows machine. It's very different than a traditional virtual machine in the fact that it starts up in, you know, seconds compared to minutes for a VM. So there's actually no boot process. It drops you right away in a bash shell, and it integrates really, really well with Windows. So you can access all of your Windows files from Linux and vice versa. And you can even run Windows executables straight from a Linux environment. So you can run like cmd.exe from bash, which is pretty mind-blowing. On top of that, you can run all of your Linux workflows, utilities, and applications in this environment. And our goal is to make it the best way to run Linux on a Windows machine to give you the best of both worlds.
Awesome. And we actually have a question here from Angela. And Angela says that they've never used Linux. Is it worth learning and making the switch?
That is a great question. And that's actually one of my favorite things about WSL is that you don't have to make the switch. You can use both. So it used to be, before WSL existed, you had to make the switch, right? If you wanted to use Linux, it's a totally different operating system. You had to either, you know, segment your hard drive, right, with a different partition and then boot into that partition with dual booting, or, you know, use a virtual machine, which is totally isolated from your original OS from Windows and everything's different. It's not the case with WSL. All you have to do is install WSL. So you can go to ak.ms/wsl install and install a distribution. And then it runs in a window directly on your actual Windows operating system. So you can go in and play around with it, and you don't have to fully make the switch. You can just go in, try out bash, try some commands, run a website in Linux, or, you know, run anything that you like, and then go back to Windows or use Windows the entire time. So it's really, for me, it's the perfect environment to learn Linux in.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So what are some new things coming for WSL or new things that have recently come out? Like, what can you tell us? What's the scoop?
So the scoop, what new stuff have we just done? Well, Windows 11 has just released, and we have some awesome new features that are present in Windows 11 that have released today for general availability. And so the one that I'm really excited about is GUI apps. And so we now have support for Linux GUI apps out of the box in WSL. So if you start up WSL and you go in and run something complicated like Xcalc, you know, your calculator app or anything like that, that will just work. That'll just open and you can use it right away. And what's really cool about it is if you wanted to use like an integrated development environment, like an IDE, like something like gedit or vim or something JetBrains based, you can now use that in a Linux environment targeting your Linux files. So it's going to be really performant inside of WSL. And beyond GUI apps, we also added GPU compute support. So now your actual processes inside of WSL, inside of Linux, can use your Windows GPU for computations. This is really cool because you can do AI and machine learning, you know, using tools like CUDA or PyTorch, and do all that training right on your Windows GPU, which is awesome. On top of that, that actually also really plays nice with GUI apps because they're GPU accelerated to be really smooth when you move them around. And then the last feature that I wanted to highlight was WSL --mount. So we actually added the ability to mount Linux file system formatted disks into WSL. So let's say that I have two disks on my machine. One is Linux and one is Windows. And I sometimes boot into my Linux, you know, disk to do some Linux stuff. Well, I can actually just take that disk. It's already on my machine. And then I can mount it directly in to WSL and access all of those files, which makes it just a lot easier to go in and use those files, which is pretty cool.
Awesome. And we actually have a question that kind of jumps off of that from Krishna. Krishna's asking, will WSL override files on my current Windows system, or is it a separate virtual machine?
So WSL itself is actually powered by a separate virtual machine. And what we actually do is we create like an ext4 formatted virtual hard drive on your machine. So you create a file on your machine, and that's where all the files get stored inside of. So nothing's overwritten. However, what you can do is when you boot WSL, it'll start you in your, you run your WSL app and it starts you inside of your Linux file system. That's all inside of the Linux land. But then you can go to /mount/C, for example, and access your C hard drive on Windows. And you can go in and access all of your Windows files. So no, it won't override anything. You can treat them separately, but they have full access to each other at the same time. So I can go in and access anything on Windows and play around with it.
Cool. And you might have just said this, but just to make it a little more clear, Zachary is asking, how does someone access the file system of WSL from within File Explorer?
Well, as part of Windows 11, we actually have a exciting new feature where there is, if you open File Explorer and you have WSL installed, you will notice an icon that is a familiar face called Tux, the Linux Penguin, and it says Linux right beside it. And you click on that, and then all of your distros are there right in File Explorer, and you can click through them and fully access them.
Nice. I love seeing Tux in File Explorer just hanging out.
I know. It's my favorite.
Another question for you. Ben is asking why it's called GUI apps.
Oh, great question. So yeah. GUI is stands for the acronym GUI. I think acronym is when you say it, like SCUBA is an acronym. But then FBI is an initialism, which is like,
oh,
you write it out. Maybe someone will fact check me on that, but I'm pretty sure. So GUI apps is an acronym, and it stands for Graphical User Interface. Its partner would be CLI, Command Line Apps, Command Line Interface, CLI. So that's all.
Cool.
Kayla, awesome. I'll kick it over to you. What's new for Windows Terminal? I want to hear all the new exciting features there.
Yeah, so Windows Terminal actually has a servicing release that comes out today, or it came out last night and it's being populated today. So that's just a bunch of bug fixes that we thought were really important to get shipped out early. And we are shipping a new release next week that has some really fun features in it. I'll give you the sneak peek now. It's all on GitHub, so I can just tell you all about it. So we actually have traditional opacity finally implemented. This is something that was actually in our top like five feature requests. And if you hold Control Shift and scroll, you can fade the background away where you can see it entirely through it and it's fully transparent. It won't have the acrylic background. You could enable the acrylic background if you'd like, but we now have the traditional opacity that is very similar to the opacity changes that you can have in the original console. But what's different about this implementation is if you're in regular CMD, the original box that it looks like, if you control shift scroll, your text will also become transparent. But in terminal, what we've just done is just the background becomes transparent, but the text is still fully opaque. So you can actually read what you're doing on Terminal with a fully transparent background. So it's a huge improvement from
the original. So you've actually improved the feature too that everyone
Wow. It looks really cool.
So for us mere mortals who might not know all this, acrylic is when it's fuzzy, right? When you see through it, it's like blurred.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a frosted glass material. Okay. It's also on like the start menu, and I think calculator uses it too. It's see the colors behind, but you can't really read anything behind it. So that's why this has become a popular feature request, because people want to stack their terminals on top of each other, and then you can read the text on the one that's behind running a process or something.
Got it. Makes total sense. So that's so exciting.
Yeah, yeah. We actually have a question. So Cecilia is asking, how can I add a feature request for the next release? So we are entirely running out of GitHub. I'm assuming this is a terminal release. I don't know about WSL, but for terminal, we run entirely out of GitHub. So if you'd like to file a feature request, you can do so by filing an issue on our GitHub, and it's github.com/Microsoft/terminal is how to get there. And then we'll triage it, prioritize it. It might be a duplicate, and then see where it goes from there. But that's our regular process.
And we have the exact same story for WSL. If you go to github.com/Microsoft/WSL, that's our place where you can file a feature request as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So today is Windows 11 Day. Happy Windows 11 Day. Hope you're feeling 11 out of 10.
Wow. Are you sure you don't work in marketing? That was amazing.
I know. I wanted to touch on terrible things that are in Windows 11.
Yeah. Sorry, you derailed the whole show. Oh my gosh.
It's like 10 a.m. It's great for this.
Oh, it's 11 out of 10 a.m.?
Windows Terminal actually comes... You make me cry up a little bit. Windows Terminal comes in Windows 11 by default, which is actually really exciting. So if you do move on to Windows 11, you'll get Terminal automatically. And a thing that we're working on is making Terminal the actual default experience. So if you were to type CMD, you would then get Terminal running CMD is the end goal here. So then Terminal will eventually just become normal and will always be the thing that you get. So that's what's upcoming, but it is in the box now. So if you get Windows 11, you'll get it by default, which is really exciting. I wanted to plug that because it's Windows 11 Day.
That's awesome. So if I just go, if I'm on Windows 11, if I get it today and then I hit start and type in Windows Terminal, I'll just be able to run it right away?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome. That makes it very easy to try.
Yeah. So George is asking, does Windows have an SSH client? It does. I'm pretty sure. You have to go turn it on, though. You have to go enable it in your settings, and then I think you have to restart. I think it's OpenSSH is what it's called. Yeah. That sounds familiar.
Yep. I totally agree.
Cool. And you can set up an SSH profile in Terminal so that if you open that profile in your Terminal, it'll just start up that SSH connection for you, and then you just enter the password, and then you're good to go, which is really cool.
Makes it very easy.
So, yeah. Let's see. Krishna has another question. I'm assuming this is the same Krishna from before. If it's not, I apologize. Krishna's asking, are uncommon distros like Arch, which are not available for install through the MS store, supported?
So yes, they are. It is possible to install any Linux distribution into WSL. We have it available. There's an item on our docs. So if you go to aka.ms/WSL docs, just look through the options there and you will see a like import any Linux distribution where we actually show you how to do it with CentOS. And so the fun part is that WSL actually has about the same structure as a container does, like a regular Linux container. And so you can export any Linux container to a tar.gz, so like a gzipped compressed tar file. And then you can import that into WSL using WSL-import. And then from there, in that doc, we just show some of the magic to add some files so that you can have your own user account and make sure that your you know, Windows paths are getting properly appended to the end of your Linux paths, etc. So yes, totally possible. And there's a guide in our docs. You can check it out and try anything there.
Awesome. So what's your favorite WSL feature and why?
Ooh, that is a hard one. I think recently I've really liked GUI apps. And my favorite part of it is that this could sound really silly, but it has microphone and audio support. And so when we were actually developing it, we took all of our team calls in Teams, like Microsoft Teams, running in Linux. So it was like totally not necessary because obviously we had Teams on Windows as well. But it was really fun to test it. As well, when I did the demo for it, you know, I took Audacity and you can record stuff. And at first I was like, that's cute. Like, that's fun. But I've actually found that I've used it a lot. Specifically Audacity, I've used a ton because I prefer the Linux version because it has better access to FFmpeg. So it has better access to like creating your audio and stuff. And so I've actually used it to like record music and stuff like that. And so for me, it's really expanded what I do with WSL beyond just so much dev stuff to also some personal stuff, which I really liked. So I'd have to say GUI apps for now until, you know, maybe a few months from now, I'll change. How about you for terminal?
Ooh.
Why is it the new opacity feature?
Yeah, I know. I can't say that again.
Yeah, you have to say something else.
Yeah. So I would say it's the acrylic title bar for a couple reasons. One being it was community created, which is awesome. So that was really cool to see come in through the repo. And it came out in preview last release. So that'll be moving into stable next week, which is exciting. And two, I don't know, I'm sure you remember, but I don't know if people watching remember, when we announced Terminal, we had this really cool video. That was super flashy and had really good music, and it was just awesome. And the terminal looked really glassy and shiny and see-through, and I was like, I want my terminal to look like that. And ever since then, I'm like, how do we get terminal to look like the video? So now it really does look like the video because the title bar has become that glassy material as well. We've had acrylic in the text buffer area since we launched, but we haven't been able to do the whole window. So now the whole thing's acrylic, and it's so, so gorgeous to look at. So I'm a big fan.
When does that go to the main release for Terminal?
Next week when we do our release. Yeah.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Finally. And then you can pull up your Terminal, play those that music from the trailer on your head, and move it around match the trailer.
I created it on my desktop.
That'd be a great video, actually. You could. I think that would actually be pretty funny.
Yeah, maybe for the hackathon next week, I'll just recreate the video.
Yeah, that'll be your demo.
Yeah. David's asking, do .bat files open on Windows Terminal by default on Windows 11? Not yet, but when we make Windows Terminal the default command line experience for everyone and turn that switch on, then any command line file or application would open in Terminal, including .bat files. You could do this now if you wanted to, if you install Windows Terminal Preview and then turn Windows Terminal Preview on as your default in Windows, which you can do in your settings on the developer page under Terminal. Or we'll roll it out to you eventually in the upcoming months and you'll just get it automatically. So those are options for that, but it will in the future. To summarize, let's see. Someone is asking, how do you get GUI apps working in WSL? Does it just work on Windows 11?
So in general, it will just work. You got to make sure you're updated and check for updates, and you will get the right features. It doesn't work. All you need to do is go to aka.ms/WSLG. That's our code name for GUI app support on WSL. And then that in the README has the full guide of how to go in and do it. The caveat there is that you basically just need to run WSL space --- update from an elevated command prompt. And then that's going to make sure you're updated. There are two things that you need to run GUI apps. There is a .msi package that actually runs it. So that's available on the GitHub where you can go see it. It also will come to you if you just hit check for updates like normal or run WSL --update. And then the other one is you need a driver that supports the basically GPU integration. It's going to make the performance better. Their cool thing is that that driver exists for Intel, AMD, and NVIDIA GPUs, so anything that's DirectX capable. And then those drivers are there by default for Windows 11. So yes, it should just work. If it doesn't, run WSL-update. If that doesn't work, go to aka.ms/WSLG.
Awesome. Nice. Someone else is asking, where should I start to learn about using Windows Terminal? That is a great question because we have, I want to say thousands of settings. I don't think it's actually thousands, but it's, I feel like it's hundreds. It's up there. So you could go to aka.ms/terminal-docs, and that will take you to the docs website that has all of our settings defined and how to use them. And then it gives you tips and tricks, and there's some tutorials on there. And I think like anything you could possibly think of to do with Terminal is documented on that website. So that would be the first place I'd go. And if you're curious about like releases, you can go to aka.ms/CLI blog, and that is where we post all of our blog posts for releases that have come out and kind of highlight the latest features that have come out. So yeah, okay. Someone else is asking, in most enterprise systems, the optional features are disabled. What would be the ideal workaround to get SSH working, if you happen to know?
That's a good one. I think if optional components are disabled, then you aren't allowed to enable SSH as a server, right, to get the SSH daemon. But I think if you're just looking for the client, I believe SSH.exe is included by default. So the client should be okay to go connect to things. Like you should just try on your machine, run SSH.exe. And that should work out of the box with no optional components enabled. If you want to have the server, you're going to need to enable the optional component. And so I think at that point, it would be it'd be configuring it with your enterprise.
Gotcha.
Caleb, I have a question for you. Question for the expert. With Windows 11 dropping, what is your favorite Windows 11 feature and why?
I really love the themes because they're gorgeous.
Have you heard the new sounds and the dark mode sounds?
Yes.
Do you know this?
Yes. I'm good friends with the person who worked on that.
Yeah.
As are you.
Yeah.
Yeah. the new sounds are really good too. Also, I really love the new settings app, which is like not something to be a fan of, like settings, but I think it's really intuitively organized now. And it looks really nice. And the things that I actively am like, oh, I need to go change this, it's like front and center. Like they know exactly what setting I'm going in there to change based on the page that I'm on, which I think is really well done. What about you?
My favorite is the window snapping now. I'm a big fan of, there's another tool that's awesome if you're a power user. It's called Power Toys. And Power Toys has this feature where you can hold shift and snap windows to different locations than just, you know, the four corners in kind of Windows 10. And this, in Windows 11, they have a feature like window snapping that does a very similar role, I guess. And so if you hover over the maximize button, then you'll get these new layouts, right? Like they'll have one that's a big window in the middle and small windows on the side, which is my favorite because I have like a big screen, like a wide monitor. And then they also have ones for if you have a vertical monitor, like it stacks them in three sections evenly vertically. So it's just awesome. That's my favorite, especially because I like to tile all my windows.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a good one too. YouTube user is asking, is there a buffer search feature for Windows Terminal, like searching the terminal in VS Code? There is. If you type Control Shift F, you'll get the find box on the top right, and it you can search for any keyword, and you can also do case matching in your buffer. And we also designed the search box to look very much like the one in VS Code. We took a lot of influence from VS Code and how they implemented some of their features, so that was one of them. So yeah, Control Shift F will get you where you need to go for that one.
That reminds me of my favorite terminal command, which is Shift-Alt-D to split panes. And if you haven't tried it, it's a treat. It's awesome, especially because my favorite is if I have a Linux, like I have Linux tabs open all the time. I'm always running like apt install and apt get, and I run it, and then it's like a really long, you know, process, like maybe a minute or two to go in and do everything. Then I'm like, okay, Shift-Alt-D. I have a new terminal window, like do all more stuff. And then once that's done, go back. So that's my fave.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we had another hackathon a few weeks ago, and I added right-click duplicate pane, which is the same as Alt-Shift-D, but now you right-click on the tab, and then it'll split your tab. So I'm also a favorite of that one because I wrote the code for that. I have coded Windows. Like, this is so cool. So that'll do the same thing as Alt-Shift-D, which is cool.
Wow. Congrats on the pull request.
So John is 16, and John is asking, where should they get started?
That's a great question. I hate to do this, John, but I would answer your question with a question, which is basically, what do you want to do? Like, you know, choose something fun that you'd like. If you're really interested in machine learning, you know, like figure out a small machine learning project to do. If you're really interested in websites, like do a small website project. I think knowing what you want to do and doing something you're really passionate about is going to carry you through learning everything. So I would figure out what you want to do. In general, you're probably going to need terminal for sure. So just, you know, get Windows 11, type in terminal in the start menu and play around with it. Like, see what you can do. And then try to find a project and find the tools from there.
Also, if you find an open source project that you think is really cool or you want to contribute to, even if it's just like docs fixes or small improvements like that, that goes a really long way contributing to open source projects. And I think a lot of maintainers are really open to new people coming in and helping as well. And that looks really good, you know, like on a resume and you know, when you're trying to get into a company, being an open source contributor looks really, really good. And we've hired one of our developers is actually from our repo. He did a lot of work on terminal and then we hired him. So it can work out like that too. So if you find an open source project that you like, you could definitely jump in there and get started there too.
Yep.
Okay. I have another rapid fire question for you because we're getting close to time here. Can Windows 11 run both WSL2 and VirtualBox?
In general, yes, it is possible. If you're running VirtualBox 6 or higher, VirtualBox added the capabilities to have the Hyper-V hypervisor as a fallback hypervisor. So it is possible.
Cool.
That was any,
it was. Any links or things people should know before we head out?
The only call to action I got is check out ak.ms/wsldocs. And if you want to ask us any other questions, right beside our names on the screen are our Twitter handles. So mine's Craig A. Lowen and Kayla's is cinnamon_Microsoft. So feel free to reach out to us there and ask any other questions in case we missed yours.
Yep. And for terminal, you can go to aka.ms/terminal-docs. So thanks everyone for joining us today. Be sure to leave your feedback in the chat, and then you can head to the link below to watch past episodes and see what's coming up next.
Thank you. Have a good day.